For this portion of the season specifically, given what you're accustomed to over the Hockey Cup period and all that?
Yeah, no, we'll just concentrate on the first game. You know, the boys are used to the travel from Perth. You know, it's a part of being the Perth Wildcats and making no excuses. It is what it is. So, yeah, we had a good prep these 2 days for Brisbane, so we're all set.
Referring to you guys who haven't really experienced all of this before with the extended travel, how do you prepare them for that then?
Yeah, we did a fair bit in pre-season, and that's to iron out a few problems, a few areas that we've got to take care of when we're travelling. So, look, they're experienced, so we should be okay. Yeah, look, they recruited really well. You know, they lost the last couple, so they'll come out pretty aggressive with Sobey and Glidden. You know, they're two boomers in the team, so you know how good they are. And Patterson's an all-star player, so they're probably disappointed the last couple of games, but they're talented.
Just on that, Bryce Cotton with the buzzer beater a couple of times against them. How's he shaping up for this game?
Yeah, well, hopefully he doesn't get that close for a buzzer beater, but if it is, I'm sure that Bryce will put his hand up to take the shot.
They're a dangerous team when they get going. Like that. They've got some serious shooters there.
Yeah.
Is it a focus to just prevent them from getting any sort of hot streak happening?
Yeah, well, they got, you know, we played them last year in the semi-final, so we're quite familiar with them and their style of play that they've got there. They've got some new guys coming in there and adding a little bit, so they'll junk it up a little bit and try to disrupt us like they normally do defensively, but I think we're pretty well prepared.
What's Sobey brought to them?
Yeah, it gives him another ball handler out there, very strong at the rim. You know, he's a class act. He's an Australian boomer for a reason.
Also, they've got some really good shooters. Clint's off target at the moment with his shooting for you guys. What's happened with him? He had the neck injury, obviously, pre-season. He just hasn't found his range yet.
Yeah, not. He's finding it at practice, so it's not going to be far till he lights it up big time. He's been in pretty good form on the training track, and normally you take that over to the game. So it might be this weekend he cracks the code and has a great weekend.
His confidence been hit by not doing what he normally does during games?
I just think he likes to see the ball go through the hoop in the game time. And when that does, he'll get his tail up. But, you know, he'll win us a couple of games without a question throughout the season.
So your message is just keep shooting?
As soon as we get to the arena, I'll throw in the ball and say shoot it. So that's what he does. That's his strength, and we don't want him to hide away from that.
5-1 this season. You satisfied with where you're at so far?
Well, it's a nice start. We've got the next four on the road, so it's really going to... Are we going to get some separation in the top group, or are we back to being level field? So it's a really good test for us, these four games on the road, and hopefully by the halfway point of the season, we're in a good position.
And New Zealand Breakers, what's your thoughts on
him? Yeah, look, I haven't watched a lot of him, but what I have seen, he's very smooth and very poised for such a young guy, 18 years old, and you know, they're very talented, New Zealand. They've got some really good imports, actually one of the imports I tried to get a few years ago. So, yeah, they're very talented, and we'll see how they play tonight, and we'll do a little bit more scouting and get ready for them on Sunday.
Who is that?
Hobson. Yeah, Scotty Hobson. So he was pretty good the Summer League a few years ago, but he was out of our price range then. But, yeah, he's pretty good. Yeah, well, Scott's going to be really good for our bigs to work out. He's got a wealth of experience working with NBA players at a high level. And, you know, when Paul went back home, he reached out straight away, and it was a kind of a no-brainer to get him over here. And things worked out, and hopefully he'll be here next Monday.
The milestones mean much to you, 200 games for you for the Wildcats this weekend?
It's coming around quick, hasn't it? Yeah, didn't think it'd be that much, but it's game number 7, you know, putting my coaching hat on it. They're good to sit back when you finish your career and, notched up that many games, but not so much when the contest is on.
What about for a player like Mitch Norton's 200th NBL game as well? So clearly you're not going to do anything on him.
I didn't know that. It's funny, so I know Mitch since he was 11 years old up at Townsville and used to work him out then as a kid, so I'm happy for him. He's done really well, and I'm glad that he's playing for Perth, and I might buy him a cupcake.